going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Pitch. Harper swings, lines one down the left field line. That's a base hit. Stott around third. He's going to come home and score. Harper trying for second. The throw is not in time. A double for Bryce Harper, and the Phillies are on the board. It's 1-0.
How about Bryce Harper? This guy has raised his average from 228 to 275 in 2 weeks. Yeah, Kyle, that hair has got to be buzzed right off.
Not a problem with me.
No, I know. Well, I didn't think it would be, but he has been on fire since shaving his head. You ready for this? 15 hits. A 417 batting average, 9 runs batted in, 611 slugging, an OPS of almost 1,100 with the buzzed head. And it's why John Clark needs to issue that public apology. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. As we discuss the Phillies, are you fully buying what you're seeing? As the Phillies are 32-18, I think it's stuck up on everyone. They have the best record in the NL. And they're a half game off the pace of the Tigers for the best record in all of baseball. And they get to play the A's this weekend. Hugh, the A's have lost 9 in a row.
They're just tomato can. Did they move yet? They're going to
Vegas.
Okay,
but that park's not going to be ready for 3 years. But the lease or whatever happened in Oakland, that ended.
Yeah.
So they're basically just like without a home for 3 years. And they're playing in a minor league park. Yeah, they're displaced. They're in Sacramento in a minor league park in California. So that's where the Phillies go this weekend.
You know what I remember about the A's?
Mm.
That couple.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's the most memorable thing that they've done in a long time.
Yeah, most people think the Bash Brothers. You're thinking about something else going on.
No, I'm just saying, that's wild. That was a bucket list thing.
Yeah,
that was
gross.
A bucket list thing. Yeah. Gross.
Of course it's gross. You're watching the game, you see that on the upper deck, it's gross. I mean, that's gross.
Yeah, it depends on who you're talking to.
Well, not for them, but it's gross for everyone else.
It's just like, it's a lot. It's a lot.
That's a good way to put it. It's a lot. All right, 215-592.
Exhibitionist.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. 94-94. Yeah, I mean, the Phillies could come home on Tuesday to play the Braves with the best record in all of baseball.
That should be interesting because
yes.
The Braves are surging right now. They're almost 500.
Yeah.
They're almost at 500.
Do you know who's back tonight, by the way? Ronald Acuna
Jr. Okay, Acuna.
Acuna's back tonight. They got Strider back. Yeah, that'll be a fun series here next week against the Braves. But the Phillies could go into it with the best record in all of baseball. Are you fully buying it? Yes, no. Where do you come down on the Phillies here? Before we continue the discussion, it is a Friday, Hugh, and we do have a great prize to give away today. We have a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 octane, now available exclusively at Sunoco gas station in Philadelphia. $100 gift card to give away. And I think, I'm going to speak for everyone, I think everyone needs a little break from Hugh's Clues. Is that fair?
Wait a minute, what'd
well,
I do?
Well, it's not your fault. Well, it kind of is your fault. I just think people are mad at you for the clues, and why don't on a Friday...
They're mad at me every day.
Yeah, well, most of the time it's...
They'll be okay.
Why don't we try something else on a Friday? It's a Tri-Day Friday on the Midday Show.
Hey.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, Hugh, it is a Tri-Day Friday on the Midday Show. And recently, I think we told the audience, we saw the window washer hanging up on the fourth floor here.
Yeah.
On our building, and you said you wouldn't do that for $1 million.
Not for a meal, no.
All right, so here's what we're looking for today on a Tri-Day Friday. A job, a wild job that you think it'd be funny to imagine either Hugh or I doing. So, like, an example, obviously, would be a window washer in a big high-rise building. Okay? Window washer, high-rise building, that's kind of a wild job. I think the old Mike Rowe show with the
I just thought of one. I wonder if somebody's going to say it. I'm going to tell you in the break.
Are you kind of doing Hugh's Clues in your own head without doing it?
No, but I just thought of one that I would say that I definitely wouldn't do, but I want to hear somebody say it. But I'll tell you in the break and see if they say it.
All right.
It's a wild job.
Best one we get today, wild job that you think it'd be funny to imagine Hugh or I doing, will win the $100 gift card to Sunoco. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Will is in the Northeast talking about the 32-18 Phillies.
Come on, Dream Team. Listen, man, I understand y'all saying these are tomato can teams, right?
Yeah, well, the Rockies are the definition of a tomato can.
Come on. But what you supposed to do to tomato cans?
Beat them.
You supposed to cook them, right? Cook them and get them out the way. So this is what we're doing. See, I'm not buying. I've been selling the whole season, man. I've been saying everything that's just going to happen is happening. I didn't say anything about Bryce. Only thing I said, you got to bring that leadership back in, Bryce. And that's what I knew he was going to do. I said, Bryce is doing something that a lot of people is not paying attention to. He's hitting the ball. He knows he can hit a homer damn near whenever he feel like it. But the whole thing is, he want to get in the rhythm of just hitting the ball in field. Mm-hmm. And bring the runners in.
I would like a few more home runs, though. That'd be fun. I like home runs.
Okay.
All right. I'm just asking. I'm not worried. I'm asking.
Okay, but you know what I want to say? I want to say I believe that the whole team is starting to mentally get involved and stay focused on what they need to do. I'm trying to tell you, man, a lot of times I've been saying this about the Eagles, and I'm saying this about the Phillies. It was the same type of thing. They've been in this the run, the same as the Eagles. Everything that I looked at, I compared to the Eagles season, man. And guess what? It's going to end just like the Eagles season. We want to win that game. We coming, man. Listen, if you want to start a season for a 10-4, because you know I'm always ready. Just like Bryce Harper. He's sure. He's always ready. When every time you doubt him, he comes through. When everybody doubts the Phillies, we come through. It's never over. It's really over. And this season, it ain't over until we hoist that trophy and get the win, baby. Because guess what? We are the best team in the league. And nobody can stop us. And as long as we keep this thing going, we're going to keep winning. And all I have to say is, the Bats is going to win the World Series. It's not going to be the Pistons. We always win cold when the Bats win cold. But this season, we're going to stay high all we do. Baby, here we come. The Phillies is on the rise. We beat the tomato cans, and we beat the best team in the league.
Wow.
So here we come, baby. It's Phillies next year. Let's go.
Will, I love it. All right, Will, what do you got for us? What's a wild job you think it'd be funny to imagine us doing?
Hey, you know what? I thought of something the same time you thought of something, right? It may not be it, but I'm going to say you being a lifeguard.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess.
I could not imagine Hugh as a lifeguard. Well, he doesn't love the water.
It's not wild, but it's wild for Hugh.
Yeah, it's wild for Hugh. It's pretty normal, but it's wild for Hugh. You think he'd be a good lifeguard?
Yeah.
I don't know.
In a pool? At a pool, but not an ocean.
No, well, lifeguards could work anywhere.
No, I'm not. I just stay at
You're
the pool.
Guarding life.
I'd be a pool guard.
A pool guard. I mean, that's still important.
Get out of the water.
Well,
get out.
You have to get them out.
What you doing? Get out of the water.
Anyone could do that. You got to jump in and rescue someone.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I don't know about all that.
you just didn't get the job. If that's you in the interview, you're not getting the job. All right, Hugh Douglas as a lifeguard is our first submission. That's a darn good one. All right, so Will said there a couple things. One on Bryce Harper and his power. Now he's hit a lot, but the power hasn't really arrived yet. I think it will. I mean,
yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, I mean Bryce Harper
he's
typically
making contact. Yeah, he's making contact. It's coming.
It'd be very odd to me to see a full season of Bryce Harper healthy without 27 to 30-something home runs. Yeah, that's usually
odd.
Where he is. I think he'll be fine power-wise. The team, though, they haven't hit many home runs. It is bizarre that they're this good without as many home runs as you would typically think from a team that's winning. I mean, they just haven't.
Most of it's been Schwarber. I think that's a good thing, though, because you're not doing it in the way that we're accustomed to.
I agree. That's true.
And it's a good chance that the power come when you need it the most. At the end of the season, because that's been a little bit of a problem for us.
I like that they've clearly the approach they talked about in spring training. They've done it now for 2 months, right? They've put the ball in play more. They've struck out less, better at bats. I like all that. And there's no part of this team that right now I don't like what I'm seeing. I like the way the at bats are going. I love the starting pitching. I actually also think the bullpen has settled down for a while now. When they face better teams, we're going to need Alvarado or the approximation of him. We're going to have to figure it out and replace him. But bullpen had a pretty good week. Even Kirkering, who has a big good this year, got out of that jam yesterday. So far, so good. But I'm taking a deep breath, and I'm not fully buying they're this great right now because a lot of this is against tomato cans. I mean, real tomato cans. Not fake tomato cans. Not Ravens, Commanders, Rams tomato cans. As we know, someone
mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Couldn't score in the third quarter.
The Ravens were one of the best teams in football.
They couldn't score in the third
because they were facing us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tomato cans. We made them look like tomato tans.
Well, no, but that's not what you said.
Yeah, I mean, I know what I said. I'm playing semantics right now. I'm trying to.
You're just because
you keep. You know what I mean? Bringing up the past? I don't understand.
Well, we're always talking about the past. Just wait till Scott Fransky's on, and we bring up what happened last week while he was on the air with us.
Well, just wait till the Rockies make it all the way to the NLCS.
Yeah, that's not happening.
We'll look back on this similarly.
We would. I mean, honestly,
why
that happened.
Why keep bringing up past stuff?
I just can't.
It's funny.
Always living in the past.
Yeah, I can't wait to get Scott's take on what you did last week during our interview with him.
I'm pretty sure we're going to probably lead with that one.
Yeah, I think we are. All right, let's go to Kyle in South Jersey. What's up, Kyle?
Hey guys, I just first want to say thanks for taking my call. Definitely favorite show on the station.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you, Kyle.
Yeah, we're happy to have you part of the show. What's up, man?
So I definitely am buying in. It is the bullpen's been the big question, and I looked it up. We are leading the league. The next team behind us in strikeouts is 20 behind us with the Yankees. And then there's like 3 strikeouts, 4 strikeouts there for the following teams. We're just crushing the league in strikeouts, and the bullpen was the big question. The bats are heating up. I'm with you. Sign Schwarber. We got to get it done.
It's crazy to me, Kyle, that there's anyone out there like Spike Eskin who does not want to sign Schwarber right now. It's just crazy to me. Like the idea of letting that guy get to free agency just makes me scared every day.
Yeah, he's an ageist. That's what it kind of sounds like to me.
Spike's an ageist. Yeah, Spike might be an ageist. You're right about that.
I refuse to call him by Spike. That's not his name.
What's his name?
His name is Brett.
You guys need to listen to Kyle a little more. There's something with the name, man.
I agree.
He knows what he's talking about.
This is a fantastic point. Yeah.
Brett Eskin?
That's his name, yeah.
Is that with 2 T's?
Well, yeah.
You just found this out?
I don't know where Spike comes from.
I thought his name was Spike.
You thought his parents named him Spike from birth?
Yeah, because I thought maybe, I don't know. Yeah, spiky hair when he was young, whatever. It was came out, it was real spiky. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that's
it. He went
it.
Through a phase where he used to wear it spiky, though, right? That's why, you know, I thought that was, you know, I don't know.
Well, he was learning new things every day here.
Brett.
Yeah, but Kyle, this is a great call, except you telling us to listen to Kyle Quinn. I mean, we've...
I think he's right.
Yeah, he's had a good week, but for the most
great
part,
week.
Come on
a heater.
All right, go ahead, Kyle.
No, that's really all I got for now. But and then for the job thing, you got me started with 30 jobs, grew up watching that, and man, I don't even know if I can say it on the air, but the horse inseminator, man, that'd be a weird one for Hugh to be doing.
You know what's funny about that, Kyle, and why you're going to be at the top of the list? It's going to be tough to beat you. Off the air, Hugh started telling us about the first thing that popped in his head. You know what it was? Exactly what you're talking about.
You know what? And lather Vaseline
no,
on me.
Because I take great pride in the fact that you listen to the show and you somewhat know your host.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing that I thought of. And
I
was waiting
to
hear.
Different.
Yeah. Because I was like, that's a job that I wouldn't do, but I want to hear somebody suggest it.
Well, Kyle just said, Kyle, good phone call, man. All right. Horse inseminator is.
You know how much they make a year?
No.
Like, it all depends, because I looked it up. It just all depends on your experience, the location that you're in. Because I sent y'all the one for the bovine.
Well, I got the bovine. I got a text, bovine semen collection salary.
$44,000. That's a like, listen, kids.
$44,000.
Like, you make it work.
Wait a minute.
You make it sound like that's going to get people to run out of their job today to go take this job.
But listen, there's some kids out there probably looking for a job.
Well, it's better than nothing.
It's
sure,
better.
Yeah.
Like $44,000 a year, and it all depends on how many times that you have to do your job. It can vary. You can make $50,000 a year. Some of them make, it all depends on how good you are. You can make up to $100,000.
Yeah, but is there upward mobility, or do you just start when you're young and you do this your whole life?
Well, it just all depends. Yeah, that's a good one. Walk right into that one. I mean, that's a good one. That's a real good one. Yeah, we made side list, Kyle. But yeah, like,
there's no shot I would do this job.
In this economy, if you're looking for a job,
no shot. You would do this?
No.
Okay.
No. But I'm saying, I am not, like, I am at that age and at that point in my life where that's not what I'm going to, I got what they call a 401k. It's probably looking kind of anemic right now. It's hemorrhaging.
Yeah.
But
not what it was a few months ago.
At some point, it's going to be all right. But if you're a young person starting out, you do what you got to do, man. I wouldn't tell anybody.
I'm imagining the conversations tonight. Young people going home for Memorial Day weekend, see their parents. You know what? I got a new idea for a career. I heard you, Douglas, on the air telling me. It's a good idea.
It's not so much. Say, like, if Max was my son and Max needed a job, I'd be like, Max.
Poor Max.
I'm just saying, because, you know, Max, I give Max advice every day. And a lot of it I probably can't share.
And he's not asking for any of it.
No, he doesn't. He it's unsolicited, but I feel like that's what I'm here for.
So Max, who's running our YouTube, if he was your son, you would tell him to.
I'd say, listen, Max, if you needed a job, I don't, you know, $44,000 a year to, you know, do the.
You would encourage your son to take this job.
To be a horse inseminator. Let's just say it out loud.
Like, listen, the hustle. Like, you got to hustle to get some bread, man. If you don't have a job, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, I'm saying, somebody's doing it. Somebody has to do it.
Yeah, but do they hire random people or do they?
No, but you learn. I guess you have to learn. No. There are certain techniques and things that you have to do.
No, I know.
And I think y'all thinking about this the wrong way.
Well, what way am I supposed to think about it?
You're thinking you're going to have to go manual. I don't think you go manual.
But they have machines.
Yeah, they got machines. But you just have to be the guy that facilitates and collects.
Yeah, but I thought of this as more as like someone who works on a farm. This is part of the job. Rather than like, hey, I'm replying to an ad because I just need a few bucks for the summer.
Well, I'm pretty sure that
it's not like a short order cook.
Well, it's probably a lot more to it than that. But if you're good at it, you could make upwards of $50,000 to $100,000.
If you're good at it, there's varying degrees of good.
This is a field.
Is it nature gonna decide who's good and who's not?
This is a field that I know nothing about.
Well,
but
for now,
I've seen. Watch my algorithm be
just. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, my algorithm is a joke because of you this week with the trials going on and stuff.
No,
I can't even open up my phone.
We're not gonna go into detail.
Don't.
But there's a lot. This trial that's going on the public that we're not going to talk about. It's a lot going on, man. I'm not going to mention. I didn't say anything. People are grown. They know something going on. I ain't got to mention nothing specific.
Move on.
I had to turn my phone off because of you. Brian in Bucks County. What's up, Brian?
Yo, what's up, Joe?
Hey, Brian.
What's up, you?
Hi.
What's up, Brian?
No, because let me.
Hey, Jay, I can take care of Bryce Harper's not hitting home runs. You know what we do?
What's that?
We sit him down and let him think about it.
Ooh, he's coming after you.
Oh, because I wanted to give him a day off?
Yeah, how about that? You want to give him a day off?
Well, I mean, if we're playing semantics, okay, Brian, they had a rain out that day, and then he's hit since then.
Oh, okay.
Well, day off might have helped. Cleared his head, Brian.
Oh, stop. Just stop. You're out of your mind. I wanted to call to tell you I bust your chops. You wanted to sit him down, and look at him now. He's on fire. You don't sit a man like him down.
All right, so what do you think is the biggest reason? You think because they didn't sit him down because he buzzed his head?
He shaved his head.
Or because John Clark called him out on Twitter and never apologized?
No, I think him and his wife made up.
Now we're calling Hugh out.
His wife made up.
Him and his wife made up.
Well, I think that you have to adjust. She's pregnant. So you have to adjust to that.
The last time she was pregnant.
Was the last time he was in a slump when she was pregnant?
Yep. He went like that a couple years ago.
Is that right? The one like this. You mean the one that the longest slump that he's been in that we've basically said that this was the longest one?
He went through a bad period when she was pregnant. Before.
Not with this type of length.
Oh, I don't know how long it was, but it was bad.
See, but I do. That's why we take notes.
Yeah, Baseball Reference has an update of those stats. Like, and they do like April, May, June. Someone's pregnant. Those things. Brian, you got a guess for us, or an odd job for us? What is it?
Well, I gotta go off. I don't know about you, Joe, but you a professional sleeper.
I'll get paid to sleep.
Is that a job?
Well, they do like sleep studies.
Oh, sleep studies.
Professional sleeper. Yeah, they actually pay you to sleep. Yeah.
That's too easy for Hugh. Yeah. It's not really why.
I could see Hugh doing it. Brian, good phone call. Brian came in. He came in to needle us, right? Because, last couple weeks, and we weren't the only ones. And to be fair, about a month ago when we first brought up Bryce, I said I wasn't really concerned at all. Then a couple more weeks went by, and I said, I'm starting to get a little concerned. I wanted to sit him down for a day, give him a day to clear his head. Obviously, he didn't need that. But he did get the rain out. Whatever. You call that for what it is. But Brian called both of us out. You were saying about the home situation. I was saying maybe a day off. He's been red hot. Here's a question. Is Bryce shaving his head? Is that the Phillies moment like Sirianni? Like, is this thing just going
to
roll?
Yeah,
down?
It is. I saw like somebody had a parallel to that same thing. It might be. And a professional sleeper can make anywhere from $32 to $47 with the averages being $38. So that's not a bad job.
But I think you have to go somewhere. You can't just sleep in your home.
This is supposed to be a wild job, not like the easiest job
in
the world.
I'm just saying. I was just looking it up. It's not. You can make like $1,500 a week.
Yeah, but again, I think don't you have to go where they could do the studies on you?
You just can't sleep in your bed.
Yeah, I don't think it's like just you go. Because otherwise, wouldn't everyone be a pro sleeper? Like, hey, I'm ready for bed. I'm clocking in. I'm going to lay down for 8 hours or 6 hours or whatever. That doesn't work. All right, before we go any further, we need to react to the Johan Rojas story yesterday. Hugh, yesterday before the game, it was an afternoon game out in Colorado, Johan Rojas, let me pull up the Matt Gell tweet with the story here. Hugh, Rojas left the field for a couple minutes to make a phone call.
Yeah.
And the security at Coors Field didn't think he was an actual baseball player when he tried to get back on the field, and they didn't want to let him. And I believe it was Zach Wheeler who had to go save him. What did you think about all that?
Do you really want to know what I thought about all that?
Well, I did ask. I did.
You know what? I decided I don't.
No, okay. I will clean it up for the purposes of this show because we don't want you people to get all in their feelings.
They're gonna, or whatever.
I think that they need to hire better security because I'm pretty sure that he wore some clothing items, especially if it's before the game and they're out there warming up. That were pretty familiar to what everybody else had on.
Phillies gear. Yeah.
Because it's kind of standard. That's like when I think about when you used to go out for warm-ups. Eagle shorts, maybe an Under Armour top. But you look like somebody who belonged on the field.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm pretty sure that he looked like he belonged on the field.
Now, I'm not trying to let the security guard off the hook, but Johan Rojas is like 5'11", 160, 65. Like he's pretty normal looking compared to star athlete looking. You think they just thought he looked like a normal guy?
I don't know.
Because he's not built like a – you know what I mean? Like if Bryce Harper's there or Aaron Nola, like they're bigger, right? They look like they're probably a pro athlete. I don't know. It does fit with the Rockies, though. They do everything wrong. From the security guards to the team, that team is terrible. 215-592-9494. Are you buying what the Phillies are selling? Are you believing this right now? You're fully buying into the 32-18 Phillies. Seems on pace for 100 wins. We were here last year. I got all excited about it, and then they came back down to earth. Look, I like what I'm seeing, but I'm taking a deep breath on this. They have beat up on a lot of legitimate tomato cans. I mean, they've won 7 in a row here against maybe the worst team I've ever seen in this Rockies team. They beat up the Pirates last weekend. It's fun. It's awesome. Keep doing it. But I'm not fully buying in yet. Hughes there. Where are you on the Phillies? Plus, for a $100 gift card to Sunoco, wild jobs you'd like to see us do. That wins you a prize. The best one we hear. 215-592-9494. On the other side, we got to get into... not the second biggest story with the Eagles this week. Not the Tush Push is the biggest one, but the second one, do we like what is happening here? I do. I'm not sure Hugh does. 215-592-9490 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field, people. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. Now during the Mattress Warehouse Memorial Day sale, which is this weekend, you can save up to 70% warehouse-wide. Mattress Warehouse, check this out, has mattresses, clean mattresses, for $159.99, you can save up to $800 off an elite lineup like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and the all-new Sealy Posturepedic. But if you don't want to deal with any of those mattresses, that $159.99 mattress, that might be a good place to start. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off on all bed gear. That means pillows and sheets. Do what I did, folks. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse Memorial Day sale. Almost couldn't get Memorial Day out there that time. Shop the entire selection and find the location nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.